One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're
shirking our responsibilities. No, actually, we're doing the opposite. We are not shirking our responsibilities. So Instead of recording a full episode this week, we're going to do things that are professionally necessary for us to continue our careers. Because no one pays us to make this podcast.
Well, I would say this is pretty much what we do full time in our minds.
Yeah, in my mind at all times while I'm at work, I'm just thinking about, you know, the best way to mix together a genus of like sea sponge with a reggae song or whatever.
I do have to confess something that there have been times when, especially during like tech rehearsals or preview rehearsals in the theater, that I've gone on Wikipedia and just hit random a bunch of times and thought that'd make a good song.
You're like a junkie. You like trying to get your fix.
It's addictive.
I also like the idea of like, if at any point, like if it were like a kid's movie or something and you just zoomed into one of our heads, you just hear
the soundtrack to our subconscious.
Just singing our own theme song in our heads. Right.
Anyway, because we do have very full and satisfying professional lives,
Stressful lives.
We need to cut this week's episode a little bit short and schedule a compilation episode for next week.
Yeah, it's been a little while since we've done one of those, but we didn't want to go 2 weeks without having at least a little bit of new content. So we wanted to make good on our promise from last week that we would each write a nursery rhyme based on that insane WikiHow article that we found last week.
Yes. If you did not listen to that episode, we'll give you a little recap of what this WikiHow article instructs you to do in writing your own nursery rhyme.
In case for whatever godforsaken reason you want to write your own nursery rhyme, like, for example, if you have a strange podcast, you can follow these instructions, which tell you to write out or, like, copy the lyrics to your favorite nursery rhyme, and then to systematically, syllable by syllable, cross out and replace words in the existing rhyme with new words that rhyme. And in this very like formulaic, stilted, completely insane and artificial process that no one would ever do if they were writing.
It's kind of a confusing process because I tried to follow it exactly to the instructions. Yeah. And it's really weird the way they want you to do it and the order in which they want you to replace words. It's hard to then make sentences that actually have some meaning.
Yes, completely. I agree. So what we basically said is last week we were going to try to write our own according to these instructions.
And I got about halfway through and decided, you know, I had followed enough instruction and I would then just try to make the sentences actually make sense.
I started out being like, I'm replacing every single part of speech with an equivalent part of speech. And then I was like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm just following the syllables and rhyme scheme and general feeling of the nursery rhyme.
Yeah. I think I did pretty much replace words with like parts of speech and things, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how well I did.
Yeah. So do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
So my favorite nursery rhyme that I chose is Three Blind Mice. And the original words to Three Blind Mice are Three Blind Mice. Three blind mice, see how they run, see how they run. They all ran after the farmer's wife, who cut off their tails with a carving knife. Did you ever see such a sight in your life as three blind mice? So, a little
classic.
Dark. Yep. The first step in the wiki article was to just replace the title with three different, or with different words. So I replaced three blind mice with my friend Jim.
Okay.
Not about a real person, just no. My imaginary friend Jim.
Okay.
So here is my new nursery rhyme. My friend Jim. My friend Jim. Film his new dance. Film his new dance. We both danced into a vat of cheese, which burned up the hairs on our hairy knees. Why, I didn't film much, but here come the bees for my friend Jim.
What the, like, absurdest children's song?
Well, here's my defense.
Yeah.
The first, or the second step in the WikiHow article was to replace the ends of each line for the rhyming words. So I just went ahead and I changed run to dance and repeated dance. And then I changed wife to cheese. And then the two rhyming words after that, I chose as knees and then bees. And then from there, I just kind of had to make it work.
It's just bad Mad Libs. Oh my goodness.
So in my fantasy, in this story, I'm like telling myself, oh, Jim's going to do this new dance. I got to film it. But then he gets me to join in on the dance, and we dance into a vat of hot cheese and burn ourselves. And then a swarm of bees comes to attack. So I realize, oh, I can film that.
Quite the documentarian you are in your nursery rhyme fiction.
I'm basically Werner Herzog.
Yeah.
My friend Jim.
The bees are coming for Jim. I stand back
into the vat of cheese, which is like a volcano that you can eat.
Oh God! Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
What's yours? All right. So I didn't choose my favorite nursery rhyme. I chose a nursery rhyme I thought would be easy. I chose Baba Black Sheep.
Oh, good.
And the full text of Baba Black Sheep is, Baba Black Sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full. One for the master, one for the dame, and one for the little boy who lives down the lane. Baba Black Sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full.
Classic.
I liked it because it's kind of like, it's like a conversation that's happening. And I was like, okay, well, I can use that structure.
Hey everyone, it's Scott. From this point out, we lost a little bit of Shannon's audio. So you're going to hear Robo Shannon fill in the blanks.
I decided to write my nursery rhyme about
street harassment. So, so you have to imagine it as like the same kind of conversation. Like,
instead of talking to a sheep, you're catcalling someone. Sheep calling? Can that be a thing? Okay, Scott thought of that, not Shannon. Let's continue.
All right. So this is Hey Hey Hot Girl. Hey Hey Hot Girl, can I get a smile? Hell no, you are
vile. Don't be an asshole. Don't be so crude. Bro, it may be news to you, but you're being rude.
Yeah, bitch, please. You're ugly and cruel.
Yeah. Peace out. You're a tool.
So,
oh man,
bringing it back to
gotta fight the good fight.
Yeah, a little bit of activism wherever I can.
Hashtag stay woke, am I right?
That was my effort. Hey hey hot girl.
And what a valiant effort it is. Well, there you have it, folks. Those are our new nursery rhymes that will go down in history.
Right. They should be given classification numbers in the route
index or whatever it was you found last week.
Yeah, number 30,002, Hey Hey Hot Girl.
Ha ha ha, that's funny, Scott. You're definitely the funnier and more creative one of the two of us. Anyway.
Oh, just like a little bit of news and announcements before we sign off. We got a new review.
Yay.
Yay!
A new review from Star SD.
And the title of the review is easily my favorite type of salad.
I love that people are embracing the whole salad thing.
I know! People get really punny with their, like, salad titles on the reviews. It's great. And we tweeted about this review and said thank you. We don't know who this is, so if this is your
review, let us know so we can thank you.
One of the things that they said in the review that, like, hit really close to home was that their
least favorite part of the podcast is when we do the salad spinner.
And I was like, oh, I feel that so bad. That's like more so than
having to write a random song each week. The salad spinner is the most
anxiety-ridden part of the episode for me. Do you feel the same way?
I don't know why we even do it.
Well, one day when I, definitely not Scott, just I, was
recording drunk, we did it. Do you remember? We decided to do the salad spinner as a funny noise, and then the next one we recorded,
we did it again.
And then it just became a thing.
And then it became a Twitter sensation.
That's very funny as well, but maybe not entirely accurate, but still super funny. Good one, good one.
Well, we can't deny our fans the opportunity to suggest sounds for us to make.
But what if they all hate it?
Clearly some of them either love it or are masochists, because they're suggesting a bunch.
Okay, let's wrap this mother up.
Thank you again to Star SD.
Check out our website, songsaladpodcast.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter
at songsaladcast.
Tune in next week for a compilation episode of the songs from episodes, I believe it's going to be like 30 through 45?
Oh, really? We haven't done those songs yet?
Yeah, we've only done two.
Wow, good for us.
I know. We did one while I was in Chicago and then one when I was getting married.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, cool.
So, enjoy that.
Yes, until next time. Oh, wait, that's your line.
Stop jumping in on it. Until next time.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're
Minions of Robo Shannon.
One, two, three, four.